Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address managing emotions when giving or receiving feedback. And our first question concerns a boss who under stress gives harsh and loud feedback. And our second question involves an employee who cries every time she receives feedback.
Oh, boy.
Ugh, crying in the workplace.
Yelling and crying. Both of those emotion-filled situations can be very challenging to deal with at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something you just expect at home. Not necessarily at work. All right, so let's go to Logan with our first question.
I work for a landscape architecture firm as an assistant to the senior architect. He is a great boss, but can get very short-tempered when he's under a lot of stress. The other day, he yelled at a junior architect who then came to me in tears. I've gotten used to his tirades, and I try not to let them bother me. Still, it takes a toll. What do I tell the staff who are bothered by this? Is there anything I can do for myself? Should I go straight to the boss and say something?
You know, I think it's so rude that anyone would yell at their staff. There's just no, it's inexcusable. I just wonder if this person even knows they're yelling. They may not really be aware of it. They just, I mean, we've met yellers before who say, hey, it came from a loud family. That's just the way we are. We get it out.
We're just talking.
Right. We get it out and then we're fine.
Yeah.
And it's not okay. Not everybody's come from your family.
Yeah.
And it's not okay to yell. It's just really not. I mean, you can say to somebody, look, I'm really frustrated. I'm under a lot of stress, so I may get loud. You know, it, put it in perspective, because being yelled at is saying you're bad.
Well, I think I think the big thing is that someone who yells has no idea of the impact that they have on the recipient.
I don't think they hear it.
Nor do they feel it, because anger is palpable. You know, it has an energy. And when someone takes in that kind of anger, they have to recover from it.
Right.
It's not an easy thing to take in.
Right.
But I think also what's tricky, as you're saying, I mean, the question, should I go straight to the boss and say something? First of all, don't say it when they're angry.
Yeah.
That's like asking a drunk person to stop drinking. It's not going to work.
Oh, yeah,
in
that
the
doesn't
moment.
Work. That really doesn't work.
Yeah. So I think your timing has to be a particular
Oh, I think
way.
You definitely, if you're going to go to the boss, you have to go in a moment when they're in a good mood.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you can really go to the boss about this.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully if there's HR or somebody else you can go to in the company who has the power to speak to that person, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Or maybe in a good moment, you could say to the boss, you know, I know it's not your intention, but sometimes you get loud and it feels like yelling.
Yes.
And I know it bothers me. I don't know about anybody else. I mean, I think if you could phrase it that way. That doesn't mean you're going to get anywhere. Or the person might explain it and say, oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
it's not personal.
Chances are this person does a similar thing at home and has gotten feedback of some kind, wouldn't you imagine?
You know, yellers have gotten feedback from everyone. They you know, yellers just, they piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was at a restaurant the other day and somebody did this and everybody recoiled. Yeah, yelled at the waitress. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not nice. So, you know, you have to really weigh, are you the right person to go to the boss and say something?
Yeah.
Or is there somebody in a higher position? Do you have that kind of relationship where your boss will want to hear it from you?
Right.
You know, if you are the newest person in the company and you don't have any rapport, you're not the one.
Well, this person is the assistant to the senior architect. It sounds like he or she has been there for a while. I've gotten used to his tirades. I try not to let them bother me, right? Mm-hmm. So it sounds like there's some history here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if also, though, you have to take care of yourself in some way, because we say I'm trying not to let it bother me, but it does, right? It has an effect.
It takes a toll.
And we talk about it, actually, in Working With You is Killing Me. We talk about the angry or the exploders, Remember
right.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Exploders at Work, and how you really, after the explosion, you may need to unhook. We talk about
right.
unhooking, like maybe you need to do some exercise or take a swim or take a bath or go for a beautiful drive. Do something to kind of purge the toxins of their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So you cool down just as much as they need to cool down before you do anything.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people in the workplace where you have to take their temperature all day long to see what their mood is,
yeah.
to see whether, you know, when you can speak to them, when you can approach them, when,
yeah.
when you should leave the room. I mean, there is a lot of that. So learning how to not take other people's behavior personally is a workplace skill.
Very much so.
And that's what Working With You Is Killing Me is all about. So that is a good idea to start learning how to detach and depersonalize from people.
Right.
That their behavior is about them.
Yeah. And not about you.
It's probably not about you. It may feel very personal in the moment,
yeah.
but it's probably not.
Mm-hmm. We have talked before about trying to watch someone who's in a tirade as if you're watching a bad movie or a B movie.
You know, I did that yesterday with somebody who was screaming at me, and I knew it was all about her.
Mm.
She was really mad at me. So I did that. I just watched it as if I was watching a movie.
How'd that work?
It worked really well. Because I didn't get caught up in that anger.
I think what's interesting about what you're saying, Kathy, is and also can be developmentally different at different points in time, is you were able to give them responsibility for their behavior
mm-hmm.
and for their mood, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be very challenging if a boss is saying,
yeah.
you're such an idiot, you never do it right, or you're letting me down again, or I'm surrounded by people who don't do what they say they're going to do. Because if you're earlier in your career, you may feel like, oh, maybe I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing it well enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it is great if you figure out that someone has a temper problem to really give that back to them, that is their problem.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Easy to say,
right.
not so
well, this
easy
is all skill building on how to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but just to put it in perspective, it's not okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not okay. Somebody needs to talk to this person unless there's nobody to talk to them.
Mm. Right.
Because they're the big kahuna there.
And,
you know, it's going to be their way or no way.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. But I think if you live through something like this and you learn to manage this kind of boss, usually your next job, you're looking out for that. You're looking like, what's this person's temperament like? Yeah, because you don't really want to have to deal with that for the
Again.
Rest of your life.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's so true. I have a client, actually, who changed jobs, and she's waiting for the boss to yell at her because she's so used to working for an angry person.
Right, right. Yeah.
So you can get become programmed to it. What do I tell the staff who are bothered by this? Do you have ideas, Kathy, about what you would tell someone who comes to you in distress?
Crying.
You know,
crying. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to, you know, you ultimately have to be the diplomat, but, you know, you probably want to say, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really going to help. You just have to say, look, you know, this person's under a lot of pressure, and this is how it can get sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not personal to you, and it'll pass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else can you say?
Right. Have some candy jars or something.
Yeah, didn't we once have a client that the owner was a yeller, and the woman, the office manager had candy. She had chocolate that she gave out to everyone.
And she had Kleenexes in her office,
right,
too.
It was medicine. She called it her medicine. And, you know, she had very high turnover. So that's something you want to look at. If the company has high turnover, chances are there's a bully at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if this person is bullying.
Right.
I don't know if that's it, or they're just, they let off steam occasionally. I mean, there's different grades to this.
Absolutely, Kathy. I agree with that. And I think part of it is determining, for example, the senior architect. Very often people who are industries that have a creative bend to them may feel a great deal of pressure to produce something by a certain deadline,
mm-hmm.
and that pressure produces some angry outbursts.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's really anxiety on fire. The real concern that it's not going to work out and it's all going to go to hell.
Right. I mean, and, you know, there's a certain amount of emotions that are, they just play out every day in the workplace. That's
yes.
just the way it is.
Yeah.
So there's a certain amount of it that I think everybody has to build a little bit of a thick skin.
Right. And also you can always look to see who handles this kind of person beautifully, right? I'm just remembering a certain medical group that we worked with, and one of the employees could handle this doctor who would just blow.
Right. What did she do?
It was water off her back. She would she'd make fun of him, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
And he liked her, right?
Because she didn't take him seriously.
Well, because she didn't run away from him.
I'm actually thinking, I think your daughter has a great gift in terms of she can be unflappable.
I think people do bother her underneath, but in general, she has a lot of self-confidence. She knows, and she's lived with me, so she understands that people's behavior is more about them than it is about you. You didn't cause that behavior.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's how they are with everybody. Right. So if you notice that they're that way with everybody, then you really should not take it personally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just might be in the line of fire, but it's not about you. And then to look at it more objectively, it's not easy.
It is not. These are the big challenges. They are.
I mean, now at this point, I see these people as, you know, they're out of control.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it really is their problem.
Well, and what I see is that very often the dynamism of someone, you know, like a charismatic leader who can be very excited and very passionate and have great vision, the flip side of that can be an angry person.
Underneath it all.
Well, that same passion when they're not happy can come out in fire.
I mean, we all have a certain amount of anger. I mean, it's a normal human emotion. Humor, we all have many emotions.
Yes, we do.
And even though we don't like that one and it seems irresponsible in the workplace, it's real and it happens. Mm-hmm. And people in a responsible position, they can get angry sometimes.
All right, so we're saying a few things here. One is...
We're saying many things here. I'm so glad somebody is summing this up.
I'm the wrap-up girl. So.
Okay, good. Wrap it up.
One thing we're saying is that there are certain bosses. This isn't unusual. This isn't totally unusual.
It's not unusual.
That certain individuals at work will have a short fuse and under stress will get angry and will take it out on their staff. Mm-hmm. And as Kathy said at the beginning, it's not right, but it happens. The second is that you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your physical, emotional, mental self.
Yeah.
Learning
exercise.
To detach and depersonalize exercise to get rid of the toxins. And you can talk it out with someone who may have a good advice for you. Then the third thing we're saying is that if the relationship is of a right ilk, if you have a close enough and trustworthy enough connection to the boss, you could say, I know it's not your intention, but when you get under stress and you communicate this way, it's very hard to take.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they come up with any solutions.
Well, see if they cool off for a couple of weeks.
Right. The other thing is...
Chances are they'll forget.
Yeah. They will. And also, what I've seen actually very often with people with tempers, many are able to apologize. They feel bad. They feel remorseful.
Yeah, they do. And most of them, you know, don't care in the moment, but they do care if they've upset people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
they're usually lonely people, right? Because they've chased everyone away.
They've scared everyone away. Well, the other part is do not try to correct their behavior in the heat of the moment. Because that will lead to more fire, more flames.
That's for sure. Yeah. All right, that was a good sum up. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with question number two.
If you like this podcast, you might want Kathy and Catherine to come into your company.
Yes, we can come into your company, give a lecture as a lunch and learn.
Or we can be your next keynote speakers at your conference.
Or we can give a webinar, teleconference, or a live interactive workshop.
Choose from a large number of topics such as dealing with difficult people at work, managing up, the business of setting boundaries, and numerous others. Check out our website for more.
Or just give us a call or send an email. All of our contact information is on our website, ksquaredenterprises.com. All right, welcome back, everyone. Logan, what's our next question?
I supervise a call center for a telecommunications company, and I have 8 people who report to me. One person is a real challenge because every time I approach her to give feedback regarding a customer's experience or a call that wasn't properly handled, she starts to tear up. Her crying really unnerves me and makes it very difficult to give constructive feedback. Any suggestions for how to handle this kind of thing?
What are you laughing at? What, you used to be a crybaby?
I guess I'm laughing because I find it so interesting.
It's manipulative.
Yeah. Well, not just manipulative, but it's a gender thing often, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very few men will tear up when you give them feedback.
Yeah.
And it's very disarming for men, male supervisors
in
particular.
Well, that's why it's manipulative. It works.
Yeah.
You get people to treat you much kinder than you should be treated.
Right.
Wow. Sorry, officer. I didn't realize it was going 120 miles per hour.
I didn't mean to. That's batting your eyelashes.
My parents would be so mad at me if I get a ticket. Yeah.
Too bad this isn't visual because they probably have long eyelashes and they bat them. And they know how to wipe the tears so that they don't look ugly or their makeup doesn't
run. They don't mess up the mascara.
They know how to do that perfectly, criers. Yeah. I mean, I don't usually buy it. I usually just continue to talk as if, not crying.
Yeah.
And then believe it or not, it goes away.
So you're saying basically to the individuals asking about this question is, you have to find a way for it not to unnerve you.
Right, or you are being too harsh. I don't know which one it is. I mean, if you're bringing somebody to tears and it's the first time you've ever seen them, crying, then you may be doing something wrong. But in general,
yeah,
I think it's usually used as manipulation. It's an automatic. It's not, I don't think women think about it, how to do it, but they've learned. It's a learned habit.
Well, I do think that there are individuals who are so sensitive that they can't take feedback without having an emotional response. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you 100% that you can't let that then drag you in a different direction. Mm-hmm. You don't, in other words, it's a classic thing of you have to stick with the message, mm-hmm. not with the reaction to your message.
Right. I mean, you can say something. You can say, look, I see you're very upset about this.
Yeah.
And that's good. I'm glad you're really listening to me and that you're taking this seriously.
You should be. Cry. Because I'm going to let you go soon anyway. Yeah, right. I think that's good to acknowledge. I see that this is distressing or upsetting, and it's still important that you hear me.
Right.
Get the message.
Yeah. Or you can also ask them if they need a moment.
You could bring a box of Kleenex. Sit down with a box of Kleenex. That will give them the cue that they're about to get some feedback.
Slowly push it across your desk as you're talking to them.
You may need these. No, I mean, you could say, do you need a moment to pull yourself together?
Yes.
Because this is an important conversation. You could do that too, which sometimes people snap out of it at that point.
Yeah.
But in general, a crier, somebody who is so quick to be brought to tears.
Yes.
That's who they are emotionally.
Yes. Yeah. And there are the manipulators. I'm just curious, do you have a way that you spot emotional manipulators, what they call crocodile tears, right?
I once had somebody come in here and she was crying. I opened the door and she was crying. She didn't even wait to get into my office.
Wow. Uh-huh.
But there were no teardrops. And so I just knew it was fake.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people sincerely cry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not usually from what I've said. It's from continued bullying or, a pattern of abuse that's gone on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no, I can tell the difference. I don't know how did I learn that?
I don't know. I mean,
just experience, I think.
Well, I guess crocodile tears, that means there is no water. Is that what crocodile tears mean?
Well, it's a fake cry.
It's a fake.
Fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they are really good at not their mascara not running, and they're really good and they don't look ugly, they're not really crying.
Or if they smile after you walk away from the desk.
Well, you look terrible. I mean, your eyes get red.
Yeah.
I look terrible when I cry.
Some,
maybe it's just me.
Some snots coming down.
Exactly.
You're trying to cover your face.
Yeah. I mean, it's not,
it's messy. Crying, crying is messy.
It's wet and it's messy. So if you're not seeing that, you're seeing a professional crier. You're seeing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could compliment them. Those are very neat tears. Now I'm going to continue with my message.
You know, have you considered a career in acting?
Right, exactly.
That would hold up well.
Phenomenal performance you just gave in my office.
All right. So here we're saying that you, whatever the whatever the motivation behind the tiers, mm-hmm. you as the supervisor must continue to communicate the feedback that you were originally planning to give.
Wait, let me just, do you know anybody who is easy to cry? I mean, I've met over the year. Yeah.
I actually had a roommate in college who would tell you that. And mm-hmm. and actually it wasn't, once she told me, then it didn't bother me at all if we were talking about something and she would start doing that. And I'd just be like, okay, you know, pass the mustard. It wouldn't, mm-hmm. it wasn't, because I knew it was her process.
Right.
And then did it last long?
It didn't last terribly long. It really was part of her process.
Right. So there are those people, but
emoters.
They don't just wait till they're in.
You know people like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I met someone like
yeah.
that. And it's for everything. It's
right.
not
exactly.
just
exactly. That's
not
my point. So it's not just in the moment when you're giving them feedback.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was the last time they heard that a bird had died down the street.
Right. Or when you're right. singing happy birthday to someone.
Right. It could
or
be
somebody
I'm just
had a
so
baby.
Happy and they start crying. Yeah.
yeah
exactly.
Right. So you know who the criers are. So if this is not that person.
Right.
And, yeah. That's
all right,
it. One
so,
tip.
Number right, one, identify the criers.
Right. Know who your criers are.
Know who your real criers are. And get ready, because when you talk to them, they're going to cry.
They're going
to
cry. Yeah.
Number two, no matter what the motivation, just stick with your message. Stay on point. Offer them time to pull themselves together. If they mm-hmm. need, you may need a moment. That's a great mm-hmm. line. And but keep delivering your message, because even if they are an emoter, they need to get the feedback from you.
And mm-hmm. the last is, you know, check yourself. Are you speaking in too harsh a tone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, see, mm-hmm. make sure you're not causing it.
That's very mm-hmm. good. And actually, what I will also say is that for men, if there are men listening to this particular podcast,
I hope so.
But to appreciate that the woman is fine. She's going to be fine. I think what happens is there's a distress that men feel when someone's crying, like, oh, my God, something's terribly, terribly wrong. And if you can just say, okay, she's fine, carry on, mm-hmm. then you don't have to rescue her.
That's probably really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to fix anything. Just give the
right.
feedback.
Right, right.
Okay. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories and advice about handling people who either yell or cry at work to SK2. Vote for us on Podcastland and review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.